I sing like no one's watching. Up ahead, the light goes red at the song's chorus. I'm lit by the purple flashing neon of a smoke shop to my left, with fill from the streetlights through the windshield. Perfect. I stop at the crosswalk and turn down the volume so I can hear myself, instead of Tamika's gut-punch voice. I got this. All major scales, auto-tuned to death, slow tempo, repeat, repeat, big uplift, and repeat louder. The windows are rolled up, but it's not as if I'm behind soundproof walls or anything. My old Toyota leaks sound like a colander leaks water, and as I hit the bridge with everything I've got, I worry that someone will hear me. No. The city's loud, and I'm just a voice. I'm as good as alone. The guy in the crosswalk with the backward baseball cap and his hands in his jean pockets can't hear me. I sing to him, to the wave of hair trapped behind the cap buckle, swaying with his stride. Don't be scared, I belt from the bottom of my lungs. You know you're safe with me. Don't be sorry. I close my eyes and put my hands over my heart for the big notes. Don't be my friend. Don't be my... Don't be, don't be, don't be. The last E morphs into an ooh sound, so Tamika can stretch it into 17 syllables, and every one of them is for the guy crossing the street with his hands in his pockets. I take my hands off my heart and stretch them forward, opening my eyes toward the end of the chorus. He should be on the sidewalk by now, but no, he's still standing there. In the whitewashed glare of my headlights, his eyes are a sharp, clear blue. I gulp a bunch of air. He's my age, or a tad older, mid-slash-late-20s, with a face that's approachably handsome in the whitewash of my headlights. He puts up his hand to cut the glare and turns all the way around to face me. I don't know whether to apologize, or shrug, or panic that a stranger heard me grabbing for the outer reaches of my range. Usually the third option would choose itself by making me incapable of breathing. Even though I wait a split second for the anxiety to take over, it doesn't. I count down. I'm fine. No panic at a stranger hearing my voice. No sure belief that a rando can see through all my pretensions to the lack of talent beneath, thinking things about me that I won't ever know, tying himself to me by his opinions. None of that.
The night is pretty cool and Wilshire's pretty dead, even for a Wednesday. A bus rumbles by like an empty dragon. The Serrano light turns green for no one in particular. I start across the boulevard when I hear my name. It's Liam. Call me tomorrow, I say. I'm going to bed. I still have this headache. Wait. He's out of breath from chasing me. Listen, please. She's good, I'm telling you. I know she is. There are good songs, and she doesn't micromanage the compositions. The instrumentals we have will still work, but we don't have all the voice. She gets nervous and clams up. I know stage fright when I see it. If she doesn't know everyone in the room, she chokes. Locking down a public studio, it's just not enough. In Logan's garage, it's just you. She doesn't know me. Everybody likes you. You'll be friends. She'll sing. Done. Great. Thanks for the offer. I mean it. I appreciate it. I put my fist to my heart. But it's a nah for me. She's really good, Colton. I'm never going to be able to look myself in the mirror if I don't do everything I can for this talent. Who am I to call him a liar? He believes in this girl, and Liam hasn't been passionate about anything outside his son and his dead wife for a long time. If she can't get up on stage in front of people, she's a studio backup singer. Period. It's a good living. Let her make it. The lights changed back. I punch the button again. You owe this to yourself. I'll talk to my accountant. Beating up the button isn't working, and there's just enough traffic to make jaywalking dangerous. I go to the Serrano side, figuring I'll make my east-west crossing first, just to get out of this conversation about who owes to whom, but Liam's not deterred by a new crosswalk. What she needs is a voice whisperer. He pleads, really getting on my last nerve. That's you.